This is Ozarks at Large. There is change at the University of Arkansas. Last Thursday evening, Joe Steinmetz announced a sudden resignation from the U of A, effective the next day. The resignation announced the same afternoon that there was a special executive session of the Board of Trustees. This week, Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, asked John Brummett, political columnist with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, about this development. John Brummett says it's an unfinished story.
I can explain the narrative and the weirdness and inappropriateness of the narrative. I was not among the media people favored with some alleged photo. Were you?
Was not.
Okay. Which is all rather prurient and unfortunate.
And unverifiable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here's what happened. A couple days last week, before the special UA board meeting, people start calling and say, "Hey, Steinmetz, there's this thing. Legislators have got this thing. It's not illegal, but it's compromising," they say. That's what they say. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have a special board meeting. These are sources telling me this. And legislators are involved. And you wonder, is this, did whatever this is, true or not, arise because of his trying to negotiate a moving of the Fulbright statute? Was that the impetus? Because often something like that will be. And it was all just not, it was not a nice thing to contemplate. We'd like to our work to be about more substance than rumor. Nonetheless, the University of Arkansas Board of Trustees calls a special meeting, assemble rather hastily, go immediately into special session where they stay, executive session, where they stay more than an hour, and they come out and they say, "Well, nothing happened here. We met, we talked about a personnel matter with the only non-board member being UA System President Bobbitt. Nothing happened. See ya."
And then an hour later,
the Chancellor of the University of Arkansas at Fayetteville resigns. Whatever this unverified matter is, in which I have no personal interest at all, whatever it might be, if it, for whatever reason, caused the Chancellor to consider resigning, for just because he was tired of the nonsense or because, whatever reason, if he had simply resigned and given us the usual blah, blah, blah about his resignation, to spend more time with his family, whatever, then that would be one thing. But the UA board kind of messed this up, seems to me. They had a board meeting about it. And board meetings, that's a publicly accountable board. And under the FOI, they went into executive session. But they haven't made any report about what they did. But it seems rather obvious to everyone that whatever they said in there had some bearing on what the guy did an hour later.
Right.
A total misplay and abuse of the FOI, unfortunately, which has some in the media in a position of saying, "We need to know what this is all about. Was this public malfeasance? Or what were they talking about that by plain circumstantial evidence had a bearing on what happened an hour later?" I don't care, frankly. Look, the chancellors always get in trouble at the University of Arkansas Fayetteville. They just do. And chancellors...
There's a duration where the honeymoon and then the honeymoon's over.
As I understand big-time higher education now, which Fayetteville is a part of, if your big donors are still sending in the money and building the buildings and establishing the endowments, if they're doing that, if your enrollment is sound, if your instruction is good, this does come up sometimes, if the work in the classroom is good, and in Arkansas's case, if at least two of the three sports are doing good, football, basketball, baseball, the U of A is going to be okay. The chancellor, whatever he or she does not really seem to have a great deal of effect other than controversies that seem to surround that chancellor. I remember Joan Roberts, later Watkins, who had been press secretary to Bill Clinton, was doing university relations when John White, remember him, a Georgia Tech engineer, becomes the chancellor of Fayetteville. And he told me this, I think. She told him, "I've been press secretary to a governor. I'm going to tell you, next to the governor, next to two coaches, you're the next biggest newsmaker in Arkansas." And here's an engineer from Georgia Tech thinking, "What? You know, I'm the fourth biggest newsmaker in Arkansas?" But it's always been sort of the case. And it seems all out of proportion to the fact that the state doesn't have a great deal of interest in higher education. So I don't personally, I hope this can somehow go away and we don't have to delve into it, because he's leaving and whatever his reasons,
it's kind of done now.
But somebody with the UA board needs to quit screwing up on the freedom of information law, I think.
Yeah.
And this was a blunder, in my view.
All right, lastly, another Democrat enters the governor's race, Chris Jones, to quite a bit of fanfare. He joins Russ Russell, Sufa Mays. Anthony Bland is going to get into the race formally on Tuesday. Chris Jones has generated a lot of buzz out of his announcement there. What's your take on why he perhaps has separated from some of the others?
There is a great hunger among what's left of the Democratic Party in Arkansas to generate some excitement, something to get and to give a serious challenge to Sarah Sanders. I'm not saying Chris Jones will give a serious challenge to Sarah Sanders. I'm saying, and I'm not saying his resume is, wow, one of the best I've ever seen, appreciably better than Jared Henderson's, who got 32% 4 years ago. But because of the climate, this isn't a guy running perfunctorily against a popular incumbent seeking a second term. This is a Democrat to take on Sarah Sanders, who is despised by many in the Democratic Party. And it's just, you get more excitement. Then he did his resume beats anything I've ever seen, leading to speculation, well, has all he ever done gone to school? You hear that, for example. But his academic accomplishment is elite. And so the Democrats are excited. Like, we're going all in with, as I put it yesterday in a column, let's go all in with merit. Let's give him this fully academically credentialed, accomplished, young black man, and let's go with a candidate of substance and accomplishment and merit, and see how that does. Because we're not going to out
Republican light.
We're not going to out Trump's former press secretary. It's not going to happen. And it's made people excited. Plus, he then did his campaign was introduced with a video. You watched the video?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Very, very good.
I haven't heard Republicans complimentary of the video.
Very, very good. And it's like the hits it's getting. People seeing it are an incredible number, approaching Sarah Sanders' number when she was a national celebrity of sorts when she put out her announcement video. So it gives starved Democrats a guy to say, wow, look what we got here. Maybe we'll see if he's any good at politics. We'll see what's going to happen out there. But at least we got somebody of merit and substance that we're to make a noble, loyal opposition. That's what's caused the excitement. And to his credit, I spoke with him last week. He said, his quote was, I know what I don't know, which is, you know, this is new to politics and I'm going to make mistakes. But he keeps falling back on his NASA experience and his past experiences. And
being a girl dad,
right,
which is a good strength for him.
Yeah, I think this is. I don't want to overstate it, but this could be a pivot in Arkansas Democratic politics. We're finally getting away from Clinton. Clinton was great. The bumper prior Clinton era, that was great, but it's been over about 15 years, and they haven't known what to do. And this is a new demographic, a new generation, a new kind of candidate, a new message. And to someone of the Clinton generation who's 67, I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, that's great, but maybe this is a point of generational change and demographic change in Democratic politics, which might not bear fruit instantly, but might bear fruit in time.
John Brummett is a political columnist with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. He talked with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics. Brummett's columns can be found at ArkansasOnline.com. And there's more from the conversation, including discussion about the recent United States Supreme Court decision regarding the Affordable Care Act at TalkBusiness.net.